This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver will require people to wear masks in certain places starting Wednesday. That includes in stores and medical offices and at bus stops. The order is open-ended, and Mayor Michael Hancock says it will stay in effect until he reverses it. The order applies to adults and children 3 years of age or older. It does not require masks when people are just recreating outside. Violators could be fined up to $1,000. Denver's stay-at-home order is set to lift next Friday, 2 days after the mandatory mask order starts. Governor Polis says he will not push to raise taxes to alleviate economic shortfalls faced by the state due to COVID-19. Instead, he says people are getting more time to pay their taxes.
This would obviously be the wrong time to raise taxes in a recession. Actually, we have been very focused on extending tax deadlines, giving small businesses, individuals, property owners more time to pay their taxes. One of the executive orders that I recently signed expanded those deadlines.
Polis recently outlined a plan to cut the state budget by almost $230 million over the next 2 months in response to the pandemic. Unaffiliated candidates won't have to start collecting signatures to get on the November ballot until later this summer. Governor Polis ordered the extension because signature gathering is currently halted during the COVID-19 pandemic. Candidates will now be able to start collecting on June 1st and must submit by July 27th. The order applies to both candidates who don't belong to a political party and to candidates for the Regional Transportation District Board, or RTD. And you are listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. I'm May Ortega. If you're curious about what's coming up, here's a quick preview. NPR's Elsa Chang speaks with economist Julia Coronado about the Federal Reserve's recent efforts to protect the economy and what plans it has for moving forward. Then, although Texas is easing its stay-at-home order, some Republicans say the governor is not going far enough and should allow even more sectors to reopen, such as tourism and recreation. The governor of Texas announced the state is reopening at 25% capacity, but medical officials are apprehensive. The debate over Texas's partial reopening in just a few minutes on All Things Considered from NPR on CPR News. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.